Welcome to Proverb Practicals. Proverb Practicals is brought to you by Grace Bible Church of Milton, Florida. Open your Bible to the announced proverb and follow along with Bible teacher Ludwig Opager as he shares with you another Proverb Practicals.
Proverbs 25:12. As an earring of gold and an ornament of fine gold, so is a wise reprover upon an obedient ear. God gives this proverb that we may learn what it takes for reproof to be of value. Reproof may be common, but successful. Biblical reproof is uncommon. Successful biblical reproof results from a wise reprover along with a hearing ear, which desires to profit from the reproof. This combination will guarantee growth in both the reprover and the one reproved. God is interested in both parties profiting when reproof is in accordance with the Word of God. Biblical reproof is good. Biblical reproof is an act of love for the benefit of the one reproved. However, there are those who offer reproof with insincere motives. Let me at him. I'll give him a piece of my mind. I got to get this off my chest. He'll shape up or else. Nobody gets away treating me like dirt. These are not wise reproofs, for they are given only from a heart that has selfish motives. The previous proverb in chapter 25 reminds us that a word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in pictures of silver. This picture proverb is a word painting of exquisite beauty and grace. The beautiful silver basket frames the golden fruit. Through metaphoric expression, there is a way that words spoken will be accepted more readily if spoken wisely and gracefully. God expects His children to use words that are fit to the need. He expects us to use words in ways that enhance the attractiveness of truth, in ways that enhance the word's ability to accomplish a purpose. As God sends forth His word to bear fruit, so does He expect our words to be used in ways that also bear fruit. Today's proverb asks us to picture an earring of gold upon an ear, an ornament of fine gold. Earrings perform no practical function. They do not help the ear stay attached to the head or improve physical hearing. However, earrings are worn to make the ear more attractive. Earrings of the right size and shape can enhance the appearance of the ear, adding to its comeliness. But the earring is wrong if it simply draws attention to itself apart from the ear. In Ezekiel 16:10 through 12, we are given a picture of God preparing Jerusalem as His bride. It is a lovely picture of the bridegroom preparing the bride to be exceedingly beautiful. I clothe thee also with broidered work, and shod thee with badger skins. And I girded thee about with fine linen, and covered thee with silk. I decked thee also with ornaments, and I put bracelets upon thy hands, and a chain on thy neck, and I put a jewel on thy forehead, and earrings in thine ears, and a beautiful crown upon thine head. God placed earrings in His bride's ears. All of the ornaments and clothing were designed to enhance her beauty. All contributed to her comeliness. The earrings were a compliment to her ears, just as wise reproof is a compliment to the obedient one who hears. They go together, one encouraging the other. If you are a reprover, then you must be a wise reprover. If you are the receiver of reproof, then you must have an obedient ear. An obedient ear is more important than having to receive a wise reproof. However, both are the standard of God, and both together will accomplish the greatest good.
We trust you have been blessed by today's proverb. You may find us on the web at www.proverbpracticals.com. This program is a production of Grace Bible Church in Milton, Florida. Thank you for listening, and tune in again to hear another Proverb Practicals.